Hello?
Hi, thank you for calling OMAX. My name is Cindy. How can I help you?
Wow, Cindy, that's cool. They told me 10 minutes and you guys are calling me right back. I'm impressed. Okay, here's the deal. I am 73 years old. I look about 55, all right? So I don't really have access to a computer, and my phone that I have is not a smartphone, it's a flip phone, all right? So when people call me, I tell them, if you don't hear from me within 24 hours, call me again, that kind of thing, because my phone gets messages, all right? I got a OMAX order yesterday, on the 16th. It was dated for the 12th, which is fine, but there was no bill enclosed. I mean, it was just a statement. So I'm guessing that I have to go on a computer to get the bill, but I don't have access to a computer. So I'm just wondering if you guys, next time you send me an OMAX shipment, you can enclose a bill to it.
Okay, I'll make a notation of that. What's your
Yeah.
email address?
Well, my email, again, I don't have access to a computer, but my cousin has the computer, and her email address is rosie1212@AOL.com.
Okay, let's see if I can find her in the system. So is the account in your name or her name?
My name. It's in my name.
Okay.
I'm Pamela Skorupski at 928 Fernwood Ave,
Okay,
Plainfield,
I
New
have it
Jersey.
here.
And I love your OMAX. I've been using it for years. I was going to ask you, when did I start using OMAX? I don't remember.
Okay, and you say your last name was
Skorupski. My friends call me Pamsky. Don't make yourself crazy calling me Miss Skorupski. You're going to hurt your mouth, okay? But Pamsky is fine.
Okay, so I do have the account. I was able to, when I put the email address in, it pulled up an account. Well, it pulled up your name, but it says customer hasn't placed any orders. Customer for over 2 years. Last order placed. Let's see. Hold on for one moment. Let's see.
I think it's just in the system that you mail me a couple of boxes every couple of months, that kind of thing.
Because when I click on your name, let's see.
Don't exist.
It has your name, but it says
Right.
you've been a customer for over 2 years. Then it
Yep.
says this customer hasn't placed any orders. Customer, add to company, add account. No address provided. It's weird. Last updated on November the 16th, 2022.
Oh, that's good. We're talking. That's good.
Let's see. Okay, let me go to a different screen. One moment.
Sure. Where am I calling you from? Where's your 800 number located?
Well, we're based out of California.
Okay. Am I
Let's
calling
see.
California time? Because I'm a Jersey time now.
Oh, okay, no, it's not California time. That's weird because I went to another screen. And it's not, it pulls your name up, but that's it. I wonder if it's, okay, so you said you received a statement.
Yeah, a statement with no bill enclosed. The statement, there's an order number on it. There's a date of 12/12/22, and on the top, it says 21 of 73. So I'm guess I was the number 21st client out of 73 that you mailed out that day. I don't know. It even says my ship to 928 Fernwood Avenue rear entrance, and the box was left at the front door yesterday. So I'm like, oh, because we have porch pirates, porch
Oh, okay.
pirates. Yeah.
Especially around this time of the year.
Yeah. And who the
Okay,
heck
so.
wants OMAX in their Christmas stocking? Come on now.
Well, you'd be surprised. We've got a lot of
Oh, no.
people
I'm
calling in
not
referencing the
surprised.
product.
I'm not surprised.
Okay, so the product goes to, it's, well, the email is someone else's email,
Yeah, that's
but
Cousin
it's
Rosie,
in,
1212
okay.
AOL.com. Yeah.
But it's in your name, Pamela.
It says Pamela Skorupski, 1212. Wow, what's my email address? I don't
Well,
even know.
when I put in the email address, what came up in the system was Pamela Skorupski.
Wow,
Is
interesting.
that now is that you or is that
Yeah, that's well. Yeah, I'm Pamela, but I don't have an email address. The email address I use Cousin
is
Rosie's
Rosie?
email address.
I wonder if it's in her name.
probably, I'm guessing it's probably on her phone, it's probably in her computer, but, you know, I haven't spoken to her today, so I don't know. Mm-hmm. And I told her, I said, if you get a chance, can you call them? She goes, well, you take care of it. I said, okay, I'll call them, so I'm calling you.
Okay, well, let me see if I can find it in her name. What's her name?
Rosemarie Hamp, H-A-M-P-P, Hamp like in tramp.
Okay, Rosemarie. Just like it sounds. Does she spell it R O S E and then M A R I E?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
I don't know if she gets Omax or not, yeah.
Okay, and what's the last name?
Hamp. H A M P P. Hamp, like in tramp. Yes, you're right.
Pamsky?
That's why I use Pamsky, okay?
You
know what I'm saying?
I was getting ready to say tramp, but then I saw, I remember they said hamp.
Yeah,
okay.
It's an H,
let's see. Placed by Rosemarie. Don't have anything for Rosemarie Hamp. Okay, so I'll try to pull it up by the order number. You said you have an order number?
Yeah, on the statement there's an order number 173061.
17. Okay, I found this. It says 173061. So let me click on that. Okay, I'm glad I was able to locate it. Okay, so you received, you didn't receive the bill, correct, or the statement?
Oh, yeah. No, I didn't get a bill. I just got a statement. There's nothing on here. And I know it's like $48 because the last time I got a shipment, it had a bill in it. It said $48. So I just went in and got that, you know. So
I'm showing it was $48. Okay, so in the future, you want to be able to receive the statement.
Yes, a bill
in
the mail when you send the pills, yes.
Bill in the mail. Okay, I will make a notation of that.
Okay, and listen to me. If you Christmas and if you're Jewish, have a great Hanukkah. And if you don't celebrate at all, have a good holiday.
I celebrate it all. Just give me a reason to celebrate. But, you know.
Yeah, me too. I don't care. Give me a glass of wine. And as long as I'm not driving, I don't care. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Seriously, have a safe holiday season. Thanks for your time.
No problem.
What did you say your name again was?
My name is Cindy.
Cindy from California. I lived in California for 6 months. It was great. Yes, I did. I lived by San Diego, and over here on the East Coast, we have a zoo called the Bronx Zoo, and the Bronx Zoo was like an animal farm compared to the San Diego Zoo. Your San Diego Zoo was phenomenal. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I'm a Jersey girl, okay? So if I was going to live anywhere and want the four seasons, I would have moved to San Francisco, only because in San Francisco you get like the four seasons, whereas San Diego it's like California all the time. And it's like Florida all the time, but I like the change of seasons because in my youth I used to go snow skiing and stuff like that, so I like the change.
Oh, I know, that's fun. I'm originally from Chicago, so
And
it's funny, I was just telling my daughter I want to see snow. I have an 8-year-old grandson and I would love for him to see snow.
Yep.
Well, he's seen it before, but I mean, like,
that's not the same.
Right.
Yeah, and I used to ski a lot on the East Coast, and then my sister moved out to where did she move out to? I can't recall right now because I'm older and I forget things. Hold on. She moved out to one of those places that has hills.
Arizona?
Yeah, she went to Arizona, but Arizona has a winter season. And so I went out to visit her, and I packed my skis and everything else, and she looks at me, she goes, why did you bring your skis? I said, because I'm going skiing.
Right.
She goes, you're going skiing. And I took her two boys, and we went skiing. And when you go skiing, there's three levels of skiing. There's the baby slope, which is blue. There's the green slope, which is like, okay, you're intermediate, you're a smart guy, you know what I'm saying? But the black slope is like, what are you, nuts? You're going to kill yourself.
Exactly.
Okay. So we get off the chairlift, and the boy went down the black slope by accident.
Oh, my gosh.
By accident. So now I have to follow him down to rescue him so we can get to blue, okay?
Right.
So now I fall, I lose control, and now I'm skiing backwards.
Oh,
and the boy is below me on the hill. And I think he was maybe about 6 or 7 years old.
Oh,
and
my
he's yelling
gosh.
Up the hill. He's yelling up the hill. He's going, Aunt Pam, ski. He goes, Aunt Pam, Quit showing off skiing backwards. Come on, we have to go to blue.
If he only knew, right?
Yeah, and he's in his late 20s. He never knew the truth. Never knew
right.
the truth. Because I'm saying to myself, I'm going to die. I'm going to die.
Oh, my gosh. I can't
imagine. Yeah, so I mean, like, yeah, no, I'm sorry. She moved to Colorado, not Arizona, Colorado.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and I said to myself, we would go skiing in Colorado all the time. Mm-hmm. So I said to myself, when old skiers don't die, they go to heaven. They don't go to heaven. Mm-hmm. They go to Colorado.
Right.
The snow in Colorado is like powder. It's like powder. Mm-hmm. If you step off your skis, you literally your leg will go into 3 feet of snow.
Oh, wow. It's real soft.
It's beautiful. Oh, yeah. It's beautiful. Yeah, it's beautiful.
Wow.
Yeah. So, again, if you want to take your grandkid out anywhere, book Colorado, and it's beautiful snow. I can't recall some of the hills that we were on, but it was just magnificent. It was just magnificent.
Wow. I have to put that
on my
bucket list.
Yeah, yeah. Wait. Now, forget that. But one of my best friends lived in the Alps. Lived in the Alps, okay? And she says to me, she goes, Pammy. And she sounded like, she sounded English. She sounded like Arnold Schwarzenegger, but she had a very light voice, okay? And she goes, so Pammy. I said, what? She goes, you should come visit me. We can go skiing in the Alps. I said, skiing in the Alps? She goes, yes. And I was a teacher at the time. I said, okay, I'm coming out for spring break, which was April.
Right.
April, okay. So she goes, okay, I will see you in April. So I fly out to the Alps, okay, and we're landing in the airport, and I'm saying to myself, where the hell is the airport? Because all I see is these mountains.
I bet it was beautiful.
And there has to be, it's gorgeous, but you have to find an airport to line the plane. So I'm thinking, we're going to crash into the mountains. We're going to crash into the mountains.
Right, right.
So I finally land in Austria. Michaela meets me at the airport. And I said to her, and there was no snow in the airport, none. There was, and it was because we weren't by the Alps. And I looked at her. I said, I did not fly all the way out here to Austria to have you tell me there's no snow. She goes, oh no, Pammy, there's always snow. There's always snow. So we get on a gondola, and a gondola had about 30 to 50 pairs of skis on the outside. That's how big this gondola was. And they took us up to the top of the mountain, and in the middle of the mountain there was a restaurant, because if you got tired of skiing all the way down the hill, you could stop and get something to eat.
Oh, wow.
So, okay, Colorado is nice, but if you can go to Austria, if you know somebody in Austria, try Austria, okay? But if you're going to live anywhere in California, I was definitely going to live in San Francisco because it had the weather changes. It was great, you know. So.
Oh, anyway. Wow.
But I donated my boots and my skis this year because I figured, it's 72. Am I going to be skiing anymore? Probably not. You know? I could have sold them to you on eBay, you know.
Exactly right.
but I don't have access to the computer. This is what I'm telling you. So the old lady wants you guys to enclose a bill when you send me my OMAX, okay?
I made a notation of that as we were discussing skiing, okay?
And have a wonderful holiday season.
Okay, you too. And I wanted to mention, we have a cream called Cryo Freeze. It's for joint defense. Would you be interested in trying it?
Yeah, no. Cousin Rosie got something else that she does, because she's like a massage therapist.
Oh, wow.
And when because I have entered and completed 16 marathons, okay? And one of the marathons I ran was out in San Diego. Oh, yeah, well, I ran New York when I was 39 years old, okay, back in 88. And my friends who knew me and loved me said, you're too old and too big to run a marathon. I said, oh, really? Watch me. So I started to run New York. I trained for New York. I ran it in 88. Then I ran and I got in line in Central Park with my lawn chair and waited 4 hours with my newspaper, got to the front of the line and registered for the New York Marathon for 89, because you have to register like in April, and the New York Marathon is in November. Okay. So then I said, oh, I'm going to run New York, so I can't run it anymore. So in April of 90, I got my lawn chair again. I got my newspaper. I got in line. I got to the front of the line. I give the lady my application fee, and she looks at me. She goes, I don't know if we'll be able to put you in this November. I looked. I said, what? I said, I'm from Jersey. I said, I live 30 minutes away. I was just in line for 4 hours. You're telling me you don't have a spot? And she goes, oh, no. She goes, please don't get excited. She goes, we like to accept anybody with a DR in front of their name, mm-hmm. like a doctor, because mm-hmm. if somebody drops dead next to you, it's the Hippocratic oath. You help them, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I said,
wait a minute.
Yeah, right. So I said, but if I was a chiropractor, you would have a space for me. And the woman looks at me and she smiles. She goes, yes, probably. I said, I can't believe this. I said, if I had my PhD in education, you would have a place for me because I would be Dr. Skorupski.
Exactly.
And she goes, yes, probably. I said, oh man, you know. And I was ready to jump over to the table and choke her, right. And she goes, No. She goes, we guarantee you a spot in 91. I said, mm-hmm. fine. So meanwhile, I've trained for 3 hours. I can't run New York in 1990, and I'm pissed. And people that know me and love me are telling me to calm down. Don't worry. They'll find me another marathon. And so they did. They found me a marathon in Cape Cod mm-hmm. in the fall. Do you have any idea how beautiful the East Coast Cape Cod is in the fall with the change of the leaves?
I hear it's beautiful. That's another place I need to go. My mother's been, and she said it's really, really beautiful.
It was gorgeous.
And
it's great. Mm-hmm. So that opened me up to do other marathons. So the last one I ran just happened to be in 02 because I was getting mature now and figured, my knees are starting to bother me a little bit, blah, 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 blah. My weight's mm-hmm. still holding out. That's not a problem. But anyway, so we're watching the Olympics in the year 2000, me and a bunch of my athletic friends. And you see how hyper I am, how I'm talking to you and everything, and you're a total stranger. And I'm quiet, and I'm watching the Olympics. And people that knew me and loved me said, Ski, what are you thinking?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying, I'm thinking I've never tasted kangaroo.
Oh, my gosh.
And my friend says to me, because she had done Boston a couple of times, and we were running partners and stuff like that, blah, blah, blah. And she looks at me, and she goes, what? I said, yeah, I think I'd like to try kangaroo. So she goes, well, you know what? She goes, if I can find you a marathon in Australia,
right?
Would you go? I said, absolutely. So in the year 2002, I went to Australia for my 16th marathon and ate kangaroo. It was delicious.
Really?
It was
what
like,
did it taste like?
It was like prime rib filet mignon, so tender you could cut with a fork. It was gorgeous. Oh, yeah, it was gorgeous. So, that was the kind of thing. I mean, like, I would go and run different marathons. Like, I ran Philadelphia because of the movie Rocky. Mm-hmm. I ran Pittsburgh, blah, blah, blah. I ran this and that. Like, I ran 14 United States marathons and 2 international marathons. One was in British Columbia, which is on the top of the West Coast, all right? Mm-hmm. Because I wanted to hang out with my cousin and stuff, so I went to visit, and he's laughing. He's going, you're going to fly all the way out here to run a marathon. I said, yeah, why not? But over in British Columbia, they don't talk about miles. They talk about kilometers. So when I pass a 20K mark, I'm thinking, wow, I'm doing really good. I just ran 20 miles. No, it was 20 kilometers. It was like 12 miles. So I was like halfway done. And I'm saying, wow, I'm going to qualify for Boston. This is great. I'm like half the time, So anyway, but that's the bottom line. But, yeah, I saw a lot of things. I mean, like I ran Washington, D.C. with a bunch of Marines around the Pentagon, around all the national monuments and stuff. And we finished by the Iwo Jima Monument and I stood about 6 foot tall. Now I'm like 5'9", because when you get older, your bones settle, and you don't shrink, but you get smaller type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, and I'm standing with all these huge Marines, okay? And I had somebody take a picture of me with the Marines at the Iwo Jima Monument, and my mother, and I wasn't married yet or anything. My mother goes to me, she goes, look at these men, because she married a guy in the Army in World War II. And I go, yeah. She goes, why don't you marry one of those guys? And I'm like, Ma, please, I'll find him. Don't worry about it. I'll find him. P.S., I was dating a cop for 5 years. He was killed in action, blah, 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 blah. So, it was that kind of thing. But my father was talking to my fiancé, Robert. His name was Robert Smith. And my last name is Skorupski. So I'm saying to myself, thank God I can get rid of this name Skorupski and marry a guy named Smith. So they're having locker room talk in the basement. My dad and Robert. Okay, he would call Bobby Robert, and he says to Robert, he goes, "So how's my daughter?" And again, Bobby and I have been together like 5 years, and we don't live together. We go on vacations together, but he had his separate place. I had my separate place, and he was a cop. Anyway, so he goes, "So how's my daughter?" He goes, "Excuse me, sir." He goes, "I want to know how my daughter is." He goes, "I don't know if you want me to answer that, sir." He goes, "Yes, I want to know how my daughter is." Mm-hmm. And so Bobby says to my father, "Well, sir, I can only tell you that she's the best wrestler I ever met." So Bobby and Kevin were partners, and me and Eleanor were runners. So the four of us would go out to dinner together, okay, that kind of stuff. So we go out to dinner this one particular time, and Bobby's really quiet. And Kevin and Eleanor are saying to Bobby, "You better tell her, because if her father tells her, you're going to be in big trouble." And I looked over at Bobby. I said, "Something wrong with my dad?" He goes, no. And so he says, and Kevin's going, "Tell her the story. You better tell her." So I said, "Tell me what?" And so he told me the story about me being the best wrestler. I swear to God, I almost jumped over the table and choked him to death. Okay, right, okay. And my father passed away at 80 years old, never telling me that story about the locker room and how I was the best wrestler that Bobby ever met. So, you know, so there's things that men will keep from you.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, and it's not a bad thing. Mm-hmm. And there's things that us girls will keep from them, and it's not a bad thing either. It's just
exactly
appropriate or inappropriate, you know, that kind of stuff. So.
I really had a pleasure speaking with you. We can talk for hours and hours, it looks
like. I know, but you're going to lose customers, so I better hang up. Yeah, okay. But, again, have a safe holiday season, and enjoy your family.
Okay,
really
you
enjoy
too.
Your family.
You
all right,
too.
Thanks.
Thank you for calling.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Thanks. Bye bye.